You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Understanding Spirit with Mary Schiappano.
Mary Schiappano.
Live from MaryVCircles.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Understanding Spirit
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Understanding Spirit. I'm your host. I hope you're all having a really good week. We will get into a three-card pull, which I do every week. If you haven't done it before, please take a moment to have a think about whether you're drawn to card one, two, or three. The message is a collective message, so please take what resonates. Remember, it might not be relevant right now, but it might be advice for you in the near future. If you feel like the message is for somebody you know, please pass that message on to them. Okay, so if you have been drawn to card one, it is this one here, which is chakras. Okay, I feel with this card when I'm looking at it, I feel like there'll be some of you that need to either clear out your chakras or sit in prayer or meditation and start asking for some guidance. I feel like for some of you, you might be testing the waters with certain things, but you don't have a lot of clarity around what is the right way to go. I also feel like there might be some of you that have got like some higher expectations or maybe even some unreasonable expectations. And I feel like you might need to sit in meditation or prayer and just see what messages you get. I feel like with a lot of you, you're meant to do this because you are meant to lead others. So whether that's teaching or leading others on a spiritual path, take it as it resonates, but certainly start tuning into your higher self and what messages that you get from spirit. If you've chosen card two for the collective, we've got this one here, which is lovers. I feel with this card, when I'm looking at it, I feel like it's time for you to sort of like take a pause and sort of like really listen to your heart and really kind of like take a chance on love with some of you, all right? And this is, the lover's card is showing you really what truly matters in your life. So predominantly for a lot of you, it will be a relationship, but for some of you, it could be a love of a friend. It could be a love of an animal, you know, a pet, could be anything. But predominantly it will be for relationship, and it is about just showing you what truly matters in your life and to be focusing on that, maybe not so much work, you know, things like that, okay? If you have picked card three, it's this one here, which is communication. I do feel with this card that some of you might be on a kind of like windy kind of road, and everything is taking so long, and you feel like there's been a lot of detours and you've gone off track along the way. But I feel like with some of you, you also have like a lot of loves, a lot of passions in your life as well. And distractions come in as well. Spirit also saying when you have a winding sort of path and things are taking longer, it is not because they don't want you to get things when you want them. It's to sometimes with some of you, there might need to be some healing along the way. So that needs to happen first. It's also to help you grow stronger as you move forward. And it's like protecting you. And I always sort of, you know, say, you know, a spirit's rejection is spirit's protection. So if it's not sort of like working in your timing, there's reasons for it. Just see how you can develop and yourself as you go. All right. I'll get to my call. I have got Eric on the line.
Hello. Good evening.
How are you?
Can you hear me?
I certainly can.
I'm okay. I hope you're well this evening.
I am. Thank you.
Should I ask a question or?
Yes. How can I help you? Whatever you want, I'll do my best to give you guidance.
That's wonderful. Thank you. I'm having memory issues, and okay. I know this is a hard question to throw at somebody, but I mean, I'm just wondering if I'll ever regain my memory, even as it was, say, a year ago, I'm just hoping it doesn't get worse. I'm hoping that I'm, you know, stable.
All right. Well, I can't give you medical advice because I'm not a doctor. So obviously, you know, the first thing I would say is, you know, have you been to a doctor regarding this? Did you have an accident or something, Eric? I feel like it started.
Well, I do have a doctor that I see occasionally here in New York, but I don't know that. I think I did mention that that my memory isn't really brilliant. It's gone. Okay. It's declined in the past year. It's a matter of. Well, I had what are they, MRIs of my brain. For some reason, I had the impression that my brain was maybe shrinking. unfortunately, I can see my memory issue right now because I'm having difficulty remembering fine details of what's actually been happening in that regard.
Okay, Eric,
I mean, it's okay if the answer is no. I'm not going to get any better. You know, I'm looking for, you know, the truth.
Yeah, okay. Eric, Spirit are not showing me that your brain is shrinking, all right? What they are saying to me is that you probably need to, you know how people do like Sudoku and crosswords and things like that. They're showing me like focusing exercises as well. They're also saying to me that you have been in the past under stress, disappointment, even like feeling a little bit trapped. And this could be even with this as well, like from the onset of it. But I feel like there's a part of you that is like switching this off as well. Does that make sense for you, where you don't want to remember certain things?
Oh, I see. You think it's a sort of an unconscious simplification process, I guess.
Yes.
I don't know.
Okay. And I feel like there was a point where you just didn't want to think about things were too hard, and you sort of like never dismiss like medical reasons for this, but on an emotional level as well, I feel like that has happened in the past with you, and you've slowly gone into this sort of way of thinking that everything is too sort of like hard. I feel like you need to kind of like force yourself to do things that will help you to remember.
You're right.
And
yes.
I feel like that will grow. Like, for example, get higher, put something somewhere that you don't need on a daily basis, and then in a couple of days say, okay, where did I put that? And go and find it. See if you remember. This is what Spirit's giving me to tell you, all right? And just force yourself to practice remembering things, all right? And I feel like that will help you. They're also giving me visualization exercises for you where you have a look at something. Let's say open up a magazine. It could be an image of a car, for example. Have a look at the car, close the magazine, and then try to visualize that in your head. Try to remember what it looked like, all right? So practice doing little things like that for yourself. I feel like even though, like, you sound, like, quite calm now, I do feel like you have moments where you do feel trapped and you do feel like this is, like, getting a little bit out of control. I do feel like you definitely need to reach out and get help with this. And it could be, like, more than one doctor. Eric, I have a man here in spirit, and he was talking to me before you came on, and he said, get another doctor, all right? So I'm going to describe him to you and see if you know who he is, because he was pushing this message through for you. This man, he's got a slim sort of frame. He's showing me he had a sore back, and nausea and some vomiting, and he felt like his life was going around and around in circles. Do you know who, can you place this spirit at all in your life?
Can I take what
can you place in your life before he passed away? Do you know who this person might have been when he was alive? If you can't,
I don't know if I remember anybody that's committed suicide.
No, he's not telling me he committed suicide. He's not saying he committed suicide. All right.
My foster father, my adopted father that I really, really loved. He was in his mid-80s when he passed over.
Okay, did he like music and like drums, like bongo drums or banging on things? Because he's showing me that, and he's showing me he's also was impatient as well. I want to get, we don't have long, you might place him later on. I just want to get to the message. Spirit are just saying, you need to get help with this, all right? Don't try to look back. And just start recalling things one thing at a time, getting people to help you with stuff like that, doing exercises, for your mind and your brain. Force yourself to practice remembering things. But, like Eric, above all, you need to go and see a doctor, a specialist. I am seeing like a team of people, so it could be a referring doctor, a specialist, and maybe somebody else that they refer you to as well.